Hello, it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed. Wrapping up May.
What a fun month.
I really feel like we've just been like raging all month.
I'm exhausted.
I am too. Connor and I, like, we did so much.
Work hard, play hard.
Like, we did work really hard, too. Yeah. We filmed the first episode of our series that we're doing. Mm-hmm. It went super great. I mean, I felt great. It was a full night shoot.
Yeah, overnight. And then the next day, we shot at Corey's house, mainly that night because her boyfriend and her roommate were, like, out of town on, like, a boy's camping trip
or whatever. Yeah,
we don't know what went on. And so I was like, well, I guess I'll come over since you're like alone and
I
got off work early. And it started off as like such a like quiet night, like, I'll just come over. Like,
oh yeah,
we had a bottle of Skinny Girl that we used as a prop
for the episode, so clearly we were like, just come over, let's have some drinks, maybe we'll go out to a bar,
maybe.
Yeah,
like, we're both tired, we were up until 4 a.m.
yeah,
like, we shouldn't do anything crazy.
No.
Flash forward to us, like, dancing our butts off in
raging
this, like, West Hollywood bar, which Corey had never, like, been out in West Hollywood
I
before.
Hadn't.
And, like, tell you, I had never seen anything like this in my life. The way that Corey just, like, draws in homosexual men.
It's absurd. I mean, I don't think I've ever had so many drinks bought for me at a bar.
No, but I would, like, go to the bathroom and be like, hey, here's my card, buy us the next round. And I'd come back and she was like, some man just bought us free drinks. He thought I was fabulous. Like... And I was getting a little territorial because I was like, okay, like, this is fun, guys, but, like, she's my friend, like, not yours.
It was so funny because, like, when we got there was, like, nobody dancing at first. And we just kept pumping the drinks. We found a sign that said reserved for Jay-Z and Beyonce. And we pretty much just hovered there and brought the crowds to the dance floor.
Yeah.
We made friends with people. We were, like, bar hopping, which is so...
With, like, people we didn't even know.
We didn't know, nor really need to know.
No.
Let's be honest.
No. Most upsetting part of the night was definitely when we tried to get frozen yogurt from my favorite gay themed yogurt.
That
place
was really like
was
a
closed.
Bummer. It was a bummer.
They were like locking the doors as we were walking.
Because
we
decided to go to the Abbey instead of get frozen yogurt, which is like life lesson, guys.
Yeah.
Don't
do
that.
Every time I go, I'm like, I'm not going to the Abbey. And
the
somehow
night,
I end up there and I don't know why.
The night got so crazy that Connor and I are dancing in the Abbey, which is like just the craziest of a club. It's like strobe lights, you know, DJ in the middle. There's like strippers, both male and female, like
everywhere.
Go-go dancers.
And I think we were in like a VIP area.
We
like,
were.
I don't know how
that happened. But we were also like, I was like, man, I wish I had a dollar. I would have put a dollar in a stripper's G-string. Suddenly Connor whips out a dollar and he's like, do it. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yes. You gave me a dollar and I like went up to the girl who's like hanging by like, I don't know, her leg muscles just down. And I was like, hey, girl. And I put a dollar in her G-string.
Wow.
That is, like, trashy. Flash forward to us, like, waking up in bed the next morning just being like,
why
did we do?
And to only make things gayer, last night we went to the Hollywood Bowl, Corey's first time ever.
Uh-huh. You're
so
just, like,
fun.
Really just, like, doing a lot of firsts for me.
Yeah, I'm getting you out of the house.
You really are.
We saw Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, and it was... Like, I knew it was going to be great, but it was so much better than I expected. Yeah.
Like, okay, so I've had a very love-hate relationship with Gaga, which has been, you know, a point of contention for Connor and I's relationship. But recently, since the Oscars, pretty much, I've, like, come back around to Gaga. And her voice live, I could not even believe...
It's incredible.
...how good it was.
Yeah.
It was like butter. It was so good. She sang La Viva en Rose in, like, this pink dress, and I just, like, clinged onto Connor, and I cried. I had a moment. It could have been also the second bottle of sangria we had gotten, but,
yeah,
I mean...
Probably was that.
It was awesome, though. May, I mean, it did...
It's making the summer look like it's going to be...
Yeah, and you know what? I'm really excited, too, because there are a lot of summer movies coming out.
Yes.
One in particular that we have a very special guest with this month.
Yes,
we're being super fancy.
I have a very special episode for you guys today.
So I say let's introduce her.
Yeah, let's get to it. Keep listening, guys.
Cool to dance.
today is an extra special episode. We're having our first ever guest.
It's like we're like a real live radio.
We're like
show.
Michael and Kelly.
Oh my God. Totally exactly like that.
Yeah.
So today our guest is the one and only beautiful, hilarious, talented Courtney James Clark. Welcome to the podcast, Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Now, you guys met when?
We met, I don't know, like 2 years ago now?
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
A year and a half?
Maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, at the wonderful school of UCB.
Ooh.
Upright. There you go. Citizens for Gay.
Yes. We met in improv class. Her dirty humor just, you know, lit like little butterflies in my stomach and hearts in my eyes. We've been friends ever since.
So beautiful.
I know.
And we both worked with Courtney last week on the series that Corey and I are developing, producing, writing.
Called Gay Straight Married, hashtag it, learn it, love it, watch it.
Courtney was hilarious last week. We shot until 4 o'clock in the morning.
It was awesome. I mean, I really thought the script was hilarious, and I'm really pumped for y'all, and I was so happy to be a part of it.
Aw, thank you. So, Courtney, that night, because the reason we have her on our podcast is not just because she's my hilarious good friend, it's also because she is pretty much famous already. That night that we shot our podcast, she was doing a red shot our series. She was doing a red carpet event because this chick is about to be in Jurassic World.
I just felt like I should just play.
That was
some
really
music.
Good. I think that can go on your resume now.
Okay.
That's great. So what, if anything, can you tell us about Jurassic World?
I can tell you that it is happening.
Nice.
I can tell you that the fans are not going to be disappointed. It's like everything they want. Colin's vision, the director, was to bring everyone that has seen the movie growing up back to their childhood. So it's going to feed all those little
nostalgic
little demons in you.
Nice.
Were the dinosaurs like really scary?
They weren't real.
Because like, so I've never seen.
This is a secret that I feel like we maybe shouldn't have let you even know, but Connor has not seen any Jurassic World
movie. I've seen pieces. I just, like, I'm very afraid of dinosaurs, and I know it's, like, a very rational fear. But I will probably see this, obviously, to support you.
Okay, they're not real. They're not gonna come and get you.
Okay.
That's it's the weirdest thing to me that is a fear of yours, because it's, like, spiders, get it. You know, like, right. Scary boogeyman, ghosts,
did you ever,
I get
like,
it.
Go to the science center growing up, and they would, like, have a rotating, like, section where it would be, like, a different exhibit every once in a while. And every year, they'd have the animatronic dinosaurs that would come out and just roar in your face.
I love it.
As a six-year-old. Yeah.
I went to Nightmares. We Are the Dinosaurs or Dinosaurs Walk With Us or something like that. Jack took me out for like my 21st birthday or something. I really wanted to go. And we were the like only adults there. But they're beautiful. I love dinosaurs. I can't wait.
Anything reptilian, I'm out.
Did you see any dinosaurs? Can you even say that?
Don't know. I feel like maybe I did. I kind of like blacked out the whole process. I did a bunch of drugs and like I showed up sad and I blacked out.
So professional.
You're like, I can't believe this is happening, and then just black out.
Right. It was like one of those goats when they get scared, they just like freeze and then tumble.
Bam.
That's what happens with me.
I feel that.
And so I think I did the movie. I'm pretty sure.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I'm excited. What day does it come out?
June 12th. So
June
12th.
It's so soon.
So soon.
Are you excited?
You're doing the red carpet?
Yes. I've been working out in the gym heavily, trying to get that bod, get it right, get it tight.
You've been working on those red carpet poses.
I have been, actually. I look in my bathroom mirror. And I try it out. And then I watch, when I go to other events, I watch girls on the carpet like, that's a good move.
I'm going to steal that.
I mean, I definitely pose in my bathroom mirror, but I have no reason.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I
do too.
I've started that since I was like 17.
Yeah. I mean,
you knew.
Yeah. I mean, I give, you know, my acceptance speeches in the mirror still to this day as an adult woman. So.
I have a question. Do you guys ever, you're just having a random day and you're like, ooh, let me test and see if I can still cry on cue. And so you'll sit in the mirror and you'll be like, let me think of the saddest thing. And then you'll start to cry and you're like, got it. And
I do. If I ever hear, if I'm ever by myself and I hear a sad song, I'm like, oh, I bet I could cry to this. And I do that. And I've done this my entire life since I was a kid. I'll like listen to a sad song and I'll just sit in the mirror and watch myself cry. It was a secret of mine until one time when I was in college and Jack walked in on me doing it. And he was like, what is the matter? Like, because I was hysterically crying and I was like, I have to tell him this dirty, creepy, weird actor secret. That is secret single behavior.
I do the same thing.
So Jurassic World, obviously very exciting. But I have to say, when I first became friends with Courtney, I obviously stalked her via the internet, like I do with anyone. And I saw that she was in a little movie called The Lucky One with, I mean, the one and only Zac Efron.
Butterflies. Like, just the name. Like,
thinking about him, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've loved him since High School Musical. Like, really, that's, like, when my obsession became, like, really big. I learned the dance moves of High School Musical. Two or three. I was babysitting and the kids wanted to learn, but I mean,
I was going
to
say, too. We were like in college when that came out.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, not, like, it's fine. It's whatever. It's whatever. But Connor and I also, I mean, you worked with him on a movie. It's like, okay, whatever. We kind of that, but we, like, we kind of.
Yeah, I mean, we went to the Griffith Park haunted hayride. We were in a haunted house with him and I was like acting scared and he was acting scared.
I was like giving eyes to Connor to be like, Zac Efron's right in front of you. We didn't necessarily like talk to him, but we were within.
You felt a connection.
Like a 2 feet distance from him. Oh, I definitely think he saw me giving eyes to Connor to look over at Zac Efron. But he was shorter than I would have liked. How was he in person?
Pretty magical.
He's beautiful.
The bad thing is I played his sister, and so it was like, you need to get it together.
Like, you can't be like drooling while
I can't be like lusting after him at the dinner table because I am his sister. Unless we're that's a different movie.
I know. We are both from the South.
I was gonna say that, but
incest is in though. Like Game of Thrones, like
the Duggars. Yeah. Oh, hashtag too real. Hashtag too real.
Hashtag
spaghetti-o.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Everyone, check her out in Jurassic World coming out June 12th.
She's amazing. Check her out on Twitter, Courtney J. Clark.
Court at Court J. Clark is my
Court
at Court J. Clark.
Say it one more time because.
At Court J. Clark.
There we go. Beautiful. Follow her. We're going to put it in the description. Go see Jurassic World for Courtney and for Chris Pratt and for dinosaurs.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for our first guest
appearance on our podcast. Oh my gosh, it is so exciting.
We're really looking forward to June. I think the theme of the summer is definitely going to be work hard, play hard.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed May, and I hope June is just more.
Yeah, we're recording we're filming, two more episodes of our series. We're planning more outdoor concerts, outdoor movies,
outings,
beach,
vacations.
Just gotta live it up.
Hopefully some more crazy stories we can tell and
That's all we ever want,
what
guys.
What we live for. It's just making fools of ourselves.
So there we go. Happy June! And when you speak, angels sing from above. Every breath that seems to